10 aces, Billboard singles. Hit 107. I came here
for love. Our billboards have been taken over by the singles of Adelaide. And at the moment, we have Sam. She's lit. She's on our billboard. She's been on a date. But let's just remember who she is.
We first met Sam when she left a message for James.
Hi, my name's Sam and I'm 24 and I'm interested in James.
We got to know Sam on the phone date and learnt a little about her.
I love to get lit, obviously.
Yeah.
You love to get lit?
After that performance, we had to put her on a billboard.
Hi, my name's Sam. I'm 24. I'm looking for a fun, outgoing guy. Height's probably a requirement, but, you know, I could be lenient. I'm fun. I work in retail. I love to get lit, obviously. If you don't know that, then you need to leave.
Her phone date with Gabe got off to a flyer.
Could you just describe yourself to me?
I'm 6'3".
Oh, nice.
Play footy on the weekends.
But somehow that didn't put her off and she ended up choosing him, much to Angus's surprise.
Well, I'm going to pick the 6'3 one. I don't know which one that was, but
Gabe.
That was
name.
Gabe.
Mate, from the bleachers, I thought you were boring as hell. Congratulations, mate. You've won the date.
Oh, my God. You better be funny.
Oh, God. I just couldn't believe it. The worst of the three.
Well, they went on a date.
They did.
It happened. Should we find out what happened when we went up to them with a microphone, not us, but our street teamers, and recorded them privately, their thoughts on the date?
Now, this is after they went out to Rocket to get lit. That was their date over the weekend. So let's find out what Gabe in Hope Valley thought of his date.
The worst part of the date was probably her realising I'm 4 years younger than her. She seemed to be pretty attached to her phone. The rest is fine. I probably don't see ourselves going on a second date.
Oh, God. Didn't see the second date, but it seemed like it was more of her attitude towards the date than Gabe. Gabe, didn't go that well, mate.
Oh, it was good, but it just wasn't what I was... I don't know. It was good.
Surprising, because you seem like a bucket of laughs. Let's find out what Sam thought post-date.
I did enjoy the date. It was definitely fun. This whole thing has been nothing but fun. I don't think I'd go on a second date purely because you are 20. No offence or anything. But you're very chill. You're so nice. And you'll definitely make someone happy one day. It will just never be me. Also, you're kind of quiet and a little bit, like, just kind of low-key boring, but only to me, and that's because I'm insane.
Sam, you standing by that?
Hello?
Hey, Sam.
Oh, hey.
What's the verdict?
Sorry, I was just listening to Gabe, and he's just so slow again. It's like, oh, my God, hun, please. look, he's lovely, but he's... very boring. I'm so sorry. It was like talking to a piece of paper. I feel like after we got a little bit lit, it was a bit better, but that's because I was like 7 cocktails deep. and I don't think you're 6'3 either. Like, I feel like we're the same height.
Oh, and that was the feature that I think drew it to in the first place.
I should have picked Jackson. I'm so sorry to say that on the radio. Like, I just regret the real.
Well, Sam.
My favourite person, Sam.
She is great, isn't she?
Guys, I love you more than anything.
I have no doubt you will either have a bit of fun at our Billboard singles party, or I'm assuming you've probably been flooded with a whole bunch of messages anyway.
How many have you had on Facebook, Sam? How many people have commented on it or tried to add you?
I've had a few ads, and I'm not going to lie that none of them are okay.
Oh, God. If you want to join Sam and get lit at the Republic Norwood, of course you can, the home of the $5 espresso martini happy hour. It's happening next Thursday, so Thursday week. Sam, we cannot wait to see.
We'll invite Jackson too at the party.
We'll get Jackson there as well.
Can't wait to meet you, Jackson.
Hopefully he's not a piece of paper.
Catch up with Amos, Kat and Angus.
Hit 107. I came here
for love. Never mind advertising our show, we're advertising you. So long as you're single, so long as you go to hit107.com and register, if you are a single person, we'll put you on a billboard and then we'll do you one step further and send you on a date. Let's focus on Jimmy. This is who he is.
G'day guys, I'm Jimmy from 27 years of age and I'm an electrician. Looking for a girl that's fun, outgoing,
witty, good personality.
Jimmy was insanely popular on the Billboard and received the most calls we've ever had for a single.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, it's Alex.
Hi, Jimmy. My name's Jocelyn.
I'm a teacher. I'm brunette and I love to have fun. Look no further because I'm the one. So, Jimmy, please take me on a date because I am Kate the Great.
Even our producer was interested.
Mel obviously likes you because she's just written through here on the sheet, Jimmy is a very good-looking guy, by the way, exclamation mark.
Jimmy went on 3 phone dates and ended up choosing Larissa.
Congratulations, Larissa. You guys are going to be going out on a date this weekend. We'll pay for it. We'll chaperone you and put some microphones in front of your mouths and find out your real reaction straight after it. And that happened over the weekend. Good Life Pizza. We down had some delicious pizzas, yeah.
Well, should we check in with Larissa?
Yeah, well, Larissa, we chucked a microphone, like we said, in front of her mouth, and this was her reaction after the pizza date.
Best part of the date would be we actually got along. There wasn't any awkward silences, so that's a win. Worst part of the date, we both wanted the same pizza, so we had to order something we didn't really want. And I'd like to see a second date, but who knows?
Wow, the worst thing about the date was you had similar taste in pizza. That's great, Larissa. Sounds like it went really well.
Yeah, no, it was good. Yeah, we got along. So,
what was the pizza, by the way? Was it the one with pineapples on? Because that's usually a division.
No, it was a roast chicken pizza.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd absolutely snort that.
Larissa, are you a little bit chuffed? Are you a little bit smitten by Jimmy?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. We got along, so yeah, no complaints.
Cards a little bit close to the chest.
They are, because she doesn't know what Jimmy thought of the date. This was his reaction post.
I did enjoy the date. It was quite good. Easy, relaxing sort of night. And yeah, I could probably see myself going on a second date.
Ooh,
okay.
What was the reaction there? But
probably.
Not 100% G'd up yet, but let's find out because they're both on the phone with us right now. Jimmy, good morning, mate.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are we?
You are the Billboard single. Ultimately, the power is in your hands here. They've probably got a lot of people on Facebook hitting you up. So should we find out if you'd like to go on a second date after Larissa tells us what she'd like to do? Larissa, would you like to go on a second date?
I would.
Okay. And Jimmy?
Probably at this stage, yeah, I'm not too sure. I think I didn't really get that sense of connection to go on a second date. I mean, you're a lovely girl and very bubbly and fun to, you know, hang out with and chat to. But, yeah, just sort of, I don't know, I've had time to think about it. I don't think the connection is there.
Oh, okay. Larissa?
Hey, that's the dating game.
No, it's all good.
You know what it is? Ooh. It's like, two people went for the roast chicken pizza and you need opposites attract.
you need to argue over something.
Well, there you go, Larissa. Unfortunately, it looks like Jimmy doesn't want to go on a second date, but
easy.
We're going to get you tickets to our Billboard Singles Party happening next week at the Republic Norwood, home of the $5 Espresso Martini Happy Hour, all right?
Thanks, guys.
And Jimmy, have fun piling through the 2,000 comments your profile and find someone there.
I reckon Jimmy's got a head wobble on. He's suddenly got inundated with all these messages and he's like, my options are endless.
Jimmy, we'll see you at the Republic Norwood as well, big fella.
Easy, cheers for that.
It's the Amos Kat and Angus Catch Up. Hit 107.